96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
I was a taxi driver. Now tourists don't really know our country, how this thing go. A car coming on the other side, between the seat they won't hide. Look out, they shout with discontent, they think we have an accident. Say we driving on the wrong side, by the law we don't abide. But I was a taxi driver.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It's Friday the 22nd of July 2022 and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development and emerging social and consumer trends. It's Sports Friday with Eric Sawyer III. And so while I'm waiting for him to get into studio, let me just do a little housekeeping. I want to tell you about some events happening this weekend. Tonight, the Ministry of Youth, Sports and Culture, Department of Culture, has an event, Couture and Culture, tonight at 8 p.m. at the Dame Ivy Dumont Building. It is a fashion show, and you should definitely go out and support. And make sure that you get there on time, in time, to hear the national anthem, because two spectacular singers, the Rigby Sisters, are going to be performing the national anthem this evening. And I know they're going to do an awesome job. You guys have a great time at that event. All right, Saturday morning, Equality Bahamas is hosting another installment in their CEDAW Convention speaker series, focusing on Article 5, Stereotyping and Prejudice. That's at 10 a.m., and the registration information is tiny.cc/CEDAW5. There are two Equality Bahamas Pride Month events going on. There's group therapy with Jessica Russell. That's Saturday the 23rd and the 27th, and you can register for those at tiny.cc/therapy4us. And there is a free virtual yoga session series hosted by Equality Bahamas on Sunday the 24th and 31st. And you could find the registration information for all of these events on the Equality Bahamas Facebook page, or the Equality Bahamas Instagram page, or by messaging Equality Bahamas on Twitter. There you go. I'm very happy to be here this morning. I can't tell you how happy I am to be here this morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. I'm even happier to see you this morning. I almost didn't make it here. I say, where's Mr. Sawyer?
Yeah, traffic, but one thing they still allow over here is tractors and,
heavy duty. And construction equipment on the road.
To ride the road, yeah.
At peak traffic time.
Every day.
And at peak heat.
Yeah. Well, I mean, thank God for Freon. I know not of what you speak.
Yeah, not because I am stuck in the traffic behind a large vehicle enjoying the heat, but because the road is stuck in the traffic underneath the large vehicle, not enjoying the heat, not enjoying the large vehicle, and not enjoying the premature degradation of the road quality.
Once I get a little piece of AC, I all right.
Yeah, but I'm glad that you have AC. This morning, I want to say good morning to the people driving in AJ 3929.
Oh, Lord.
Y'all are brave. Y'all are braver than the one brave who decided he can run a whole country. Y'all are very brave. I don't know anybody who waits 5-6 seconds after the light turns red to run Blue Hill Road light over to Cumberland Hill, the blind hill where you can't see. I don't know who does that at like 35, 40 miles an hour. But I tell you what I do know. What I do know is when I sat at the front of that line,
you knew that they had a personal relationship with their Lord and Savior.
They must have. And listen, I blew my horn, but I sat and I waited, because that's what you do now in New Providence. Mm-hmm. When the light turns
green,
you wait.
You better wait.
Right? I waited, and then one car ran the light, and then a second car ran the light, and I began blowing my horn. Because I wanted them to know that they were seen. They wanted to be seen. Uh-huh. I wanted. So I'm sitting there blasting my horn to the point where the person next to me is probably wondering why mom's so hot in the car, right? Uh-huh. And before I could lay off my horn,
another car ran.
A Bronco came 18 minutes over that hill at top speed.
That must be a sport now.
Yeah, I think it is.
Some sort of sport. I mean, I know about what the term is now. Cannonball racing. I know about that. But that's at a whole other level.
Yeah, no, this one is called hitting the wall with your car. That's what this sport is called.
Have to be.
It's quite out of control. And for me, really, I just want to know, don't the police need revenue? Y'all need revenue. Y'all need money.
So wait there, that like is what you're kind of
Cumberland Street, Mackey and Shirley Street. In fact, just before we go into the sports, right? I said Mackey and Shirley this morning, not at the front of the line, but our light turned red and I'm turning, going westbound onto Shirley from Mackey, the south side. And the cars are turning right on red religiously because nobody's going to stop them.
Of course not.
So I pull my car out and, you know, being a little, I don't just stick tight to the left lane. I'm trying to avoid the edges of that manhole cover not properly laid there. So I go a little wide, you know. Mm-hmm. But the car is attempting to run the red light on the other side is, you know, they're shocked that they have to stop. And so I blow my horn because, you know, thank you for stopping and not hitting my car. And the car behind me stopped and paused and indicated to the other vehicle that they could go. They should go. They should run it. Like they didn't, it didn't just happen in front of them. They enabled them.
Most people buy their license. Like I bought my license too, you know. I spent $20 for mine.
Yeah.
Other people spend $200, $300, $400, $500 for theirs.
Yeah, yeah.
But my $20 was spent after I passed my test, and then you went in and you paid paid for your license. You paid the application fee.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And see, this is why community is important, because when people know your mommy and your daddy, you don't just walk around.
No, you can't. Doing things
like that. Like my insurance agent told me, look here, if you think that you're going to go to a family island and get your driver's license there, where there's no stoplight, and there's 4 stop signs across the whole island, and then come back to New Providence and be insured by me, you got another thing coming. Like, you got to have people like that in your life. Uh-huh. I just say it.
Yeah, who understands?
But I needed to take a pause this morning just to say that. Because
just to say that.
Yeah, yeah. It's getting rough out there. And so this is a warning, not an admonition. I'm not talking to the people who drive bad. I'm talking to the people who want to stay alive. Don't drive with your cell phone in your hand. Don't drive with headphones in your ear, listening to music or the news or calling it a hands-free device, because you still missed the point of the legislation. Don't put on makeup while you're driving. Try not to be eating with a fork. Like maybe you have a snack bar, you could eat a, you shouldn't really be doing that, because you got to pay attention to the people around you. Over the last 3 months, I have been able to avoid severe accidents or accidents altogether just because I've been hyper alert. And that's what it's called for on the road today. We need people to be hyper alert, to practice spatial awareness, and to do what it is you're supposed to do in a car, which is drive. Watch the road and drive.
Yeah, most definitely.
That's what it's for. Yeah, you're beating the traffic in it long and you want to do things. No. If you're driving, that means you're an adult. And if you're an adult, it means that you have to practice spatial awareness. You got to be mindful.
Just don't be stupid.
Careful. Stop running red lights and stop signs.
Just don't be stupid.
And then last thing is this. Remember this.
And you realize something? Every Bahamian knows exactly how to drive on the road when they go to the United States.
Oh, yeah.
It is unbelievable. Seatbelt on from the rental car center.
Yeah. You know? See, so I can understand
they know.
Why the police are sort of, you know, like they're frustrated.
Yeah. They're like, you know the proper thing.
Yeah. They're frustrated. And they get tired of locking up or attempting to lock up people or give them tickets. And the people complaining and I pour and I this and I that. They get frustrated with it. You knew what you were doing when you got in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Just take responsibility for your actions. Mm-hmm. Here's the last thing. Here's why it's ultra important.
Mm-hmm.
For the last 2 months, the government have been talking about the state of the hospital and the healthcare system generally. Let me remind you, you could die from a paper cut in the Bahamas. Hear me? You could die from a paper cut in the Bahamas. So please do not put people's lives at risk by being reckless and mindless on the road.
Yeah, no space.
I beg of you.
No space in the hospital. Yeah. Anyway, good morning once again, Aaron. How are you?
I am good, thank you.
Look That's here. Great, man. You watched the World Championships? Have you watched it?
I watched some of it. Yeah, yeah. I've been following...
You know, Jamaica took the 200-meter. It's final again.
It's a Caribbean thing.
But the USA men swept the 200-meter final.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good. It's time for the USA.
It's time. Usain Bolt didn't go on now, so, you know, it's okay.
Yeah.
They could win again.
They could try. Yeah. Because there's a young African boy I saw running. Was he running in the 100 heat, I think?
In the 100. He didn't run the 200.
Yeah. Running in the 100 heat. He looked like Usain Bolt's little brother.
A little bit, but he still got a ways to go. He got like 15 more pounds. He got to eat some grits. Got about 15 more pounds left to put on, muscle-wise.
So he can push that power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Put on that weight. So what were the highlights for you?
Highlights for me was watching, what's your name? Mm-hmm. Something Jackson. Oh, God. A young lady from Jamaica. She has been trying for a few meets now to get the better of Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce.
Yeah.
Finally did last night. Finally did. Uh-huh. Shelly-Ann came second. You know, Shelly-Ann is known for her good starts, which you know, in the long run, intimidates everybody else who runs with her.
Absolutely.
And what ends up happening is she wins just on pure Just the intimidation factor, you know, the fact that she, you know, the gun sounds, pow, and, you know, she's out 10 meters ahead of everybody else before the race even, before you even straighten up.
Yeah.
She already ahead of you, you know, she didn't make up the stagger before the bend. So, but that young lady, Miss Jackson, who won, Sharika Jackson, she has great closing speed, and she ate up the stagger. She ate up the distance and beat Shelly.
Wow.
And a young lady from Great Britain came third. She was the world champion last world championships. She came third, so she's still medal. You know, in the USA, the bronze medalist is the youngest ever sprinter to win a medal in a world or Olympic championships. He's 18, so he well on his way. He should be a star in about another two Olympics.
All right. We'll see. Yeah. So what finals are left?
The 100-meter finals are left. The four. Well, actually, I don't know if the four is left. You know, I saw the semifinals for Mrs. Miller-Weibo.
Yeah.
And she gap everybody by, like, you know, a football field.
I saw that. That was impressive.
Yeah. I didn't see the actual final.
All right. I think we got Donald Thomas is gonna compete in the men's high jump today. Laquan Nairn. Oh, no. He competed. So Donald Thomas competed. He's out, unfortunately. He finished tied for 12th in his group and was 23rd overall out of 29 jumpers. Laquan Nairn, first time competing, global competition, men's long jump. He bowed out in the qualifying round, finished 18th among 32 jumpers. And Samson Colebrook experienced action in the men's 100 but failed to make it out of the first round.
Ouch.
The mixed relays also didn't do too well. They only managed a time of 3:19.73, which gave them a 7th place finish.
Hey, listen. They placed 15th out of 16 countries. Do you know how many countries there are in the world? That's still a big deal. So, you know, congratulations to them.
Yeah, because they had to qualify to get
right,
it. Right,
to qualify
they had to beat out all of those. Yeah.
Exactly.
And you have to remember that.
Yeah, you got to remember that, you know. Because you know us Bahamians, like if you ain't first, you're last. You ain't last. So
don't. Yeah, it's still a good standing.
Don't let the 242 get you down, please. You did very well.
Right. Did you watch Strawn? Gathan Strawn? Did you watch Strawn with the pull-up?
I did not. Did you?
No, I missed it.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I missed it. And Gaither with the false start. Did you see that?
Nah, I saw that.
What did it look like? Because, you know, they're saying, look, it's so minuscule, you can't really tell with the naked eye without technology, right? But what did it look like?
It looked like, you know.
It didn't look like a false start, did it?
No, maybe just a half second you're thinking about, you know, about your onions and mayonnaise, whether you want it on your conch or your chicken. Just a little half a second, you know.
Yeah.
Kind of at the window thinking, and they caught it.
Yeah.
Technology is something else. 30 years ago, that race would have gone on.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
You are absolutely right. So Weibo is up left next, and then we've got a couple of more races on Saturday. Charlton will compete in the opening round heats of the women's 100 hurdles. Ken Mullings will begin the men's decathlon. And the women's 4x4 relay team will be in action. What do you think about the 4x4's chances of winning?
They're getting there. You know, I mean, you never know.
They got to rebuild.
Yeah, they got to rebuild. But
after the Golden Girls.
But you never know. But you never know, you know, because Sade Miller, I wonder if she's running that. I wonder.
So I got to ask you to see if you got a prediction. In year. So far, the highest finish for the Bahamas has been
10th,
right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Bahamas has won at least one medal at every athletics championship since 2013 and has won 25 medals in the history of the championships, 8 gold, 9 silver, and 8 bronze. What do you think we're coming out with this round?
At least, well, you know we can get a gold. You know we got that.
Yeah, yeah.
Shawnee Miller won that because she's never gotten a gold in a World Outdoor Championships.
You're right.
She's won at every other level,
mm-hmm.
but she's never gotten a gold. But she's never medaled, period.
Right.
So,
yeah,
she hungry for this.
Yeah.
I like my hat on maybe 5 medals.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fair.
You know, and per capita, that's pretty good.
I mean, per capita is excellent.
Mm-hmm.
Coming out of the pandemic is even better, considering the impact of Dorian on all of the systems in the country,
mm-hmm.
to be able to hold your head and train, whether in country or out of country. I mean, it's just stellar performance all around.
Every single time.
Yeah.
Every single time.
Did you know that this is the first time the games have been held in the U.S. in its 39-year history of the event?
I do, and that's why it's such a big deal that the U.S. men swept the 200-meter final to show the world on home soil that U.S. men's sprinting is back.
Yeah.
No, Usain Bolt is retired. Let's
just put it like that.
Let's just put it like that.
You think Usain could still run?
No. No.
He finished that life now.
His days are not over, man. He owns one of the hypest nightclubs in Jamaica right now and whatnot, so he...
Yeah, he probably hasn't trained.
He ain't trained since before. The last time he was on the Olympic stage, and, you know, he made sure pull up with a phantom hamstring injury. But we're seeing that night in the club. I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. I got some texts here. First one says, Aaron Driving's New Providence is awful. Please, COP, get these streets in order, please. And then from a secondary side, right? So we cracked a joke, you know, which sporting discipline is that? Bucking your car into walls. But perhaps one of the solutions is to bring formal driving sports here, right? We got the Hot Rod Association. We got the tracks. People love cars.
Mm-hmm.
They love speeding. Maybe what we need to do then is create a space where you evoke, cause, compel, or encourage people to take it seriously. Like, you know, money by land. If there's money attached to it, perhaps Bahamians will take it seriously. If they see it as a professional sport being practiced locally, maybe they'll take it seriously. Or maybe we could get those...
Like a Paso League, you mean? Like a March League, you mean?
All kind of racing league. Once it's tracking, it could ride.
Tuna Can League, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it also requires the hospital to be waking, right? Because that's the type of sports you play when you have insurance, right? But perhaps that's a way that we could shift the culture around driving and cause people to take it more seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Great show as usual. Oh, Texter, these are funny, but I can't read them right now. It's more about bad drivers.
Okay.
Yes, they can put up traffic cameras and send them the tickets in the mail or electronically. I think they were supposed to already done that. So, Sharika Jackson won the 200 meters for Jamaica. 400 meters finals for men and women are tonight.
Okay.
And the 100 meters finals ran a few days ago.
Yeah, who won?
But Texter, you need to send us all the information because I didn't see that.
I didn't see it in the media. I didn't see it.
Yeah, I didn't see it in the media.
Didn't see it. Whoever won it must see wasn't that important.
Right. We got another text here about track. Aaron, it is despicable that the great international track world say it is because of scheduling that a person can't run the 200 and 400, yet someone can run the 100 and 200. I think they're trying to keep Milowebo from doubling in medals. I can bet if an American could win both, they would schedule it to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's not the athlete's choice for the 2 and the 4. It's a rule, a policy within athletics that you can't run the 2 and the 4 at the same event?
Yeah, it's because
they schedule them so closely.
They schedule them closely, and then the cool down effect of the body. You know, you don't want to.
Yeah. You need time in between the races.
Serious injury, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And so they think that the 4 is more strenuous. The 4 compared to the 2 is more strenuous than the 2 compared to the 1?
Exactly. Because the 4 is indeed, that's a lap around the track.
Yeah.
You know, and so your body tends to not exert so much energy. So to turn around and have to run the 2, where it's almost a dead sprint.
Ah, so it's also the dynamics of each race.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So to amp back up to the 2 from the 4 is what's difficult.
Exactly.
And they schedule the 4 before the 2.
Exactly.
Okay. Now, you think the text is on base with the suggestion that the Americans or the more developed countries would use mechanisms like this to privilege themselves in races and competition?
I do. Because somebody like Usain Bolt, easily, if you have a day in between, he'd have been the 1-2 and the 400-meter champion, easily.
Yeah. That's easily. What I thought.
Easy, because he would have let everybody run the first 200. Run yourself to death. Enjoy yourself. Love yourself. Because when I hit that bend, I'm coming straighten up on you. But you better be at the finish line.
All right. Well, look here. We got a caller on the clock. And then I got a ton of local news, man. I saw a story about water polo, right? And I was like, see, that's a Bahamian sport. Parking people with the ball in the water. And then somebody told me, no, you got to get the ball in the net. But let's talk about water polo and some more local sports when we come back from our next break. But not yet, producer. Let's go to this caller. Caller, you're on the clock.
A quality day to the stock in the way, along with you, Pretty. And, of course, your co-host.
Morning, sir.
Okay, we need justice, law, and order in this country.
Absolutely.
But I want to make a quick point, two quick points. One is that we had car racing in the Bahamas in the 60s, early 60s.
Right.
You remember that? Sterling Moss?
Yeah, and I worked, I served food at an event, the Speed Week, the high-end fancy car race that they used to do when they revived it.
No, but these were car race. These were race cars at that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know that we've had the tracks, as we call it now, is not new, right? Bahamians have been racing for a long, long time.
Right. Another point is, right?
Yeah.
I wish the commissioner of police would stop putting Rickies on the street. Give them proper training to know how to speak to people.
All right, Raymond. We talking sports this morning, friend.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. But thank you for reminding us about the history of racing in the country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's important.
And it's
important
sort of
to know. Yeah,
yeah, it's sort of why I raised it as well, right?
Yeah, and who knows who may have been there in the past, maybe able to give some pointers and some tips now if we were to bring it up seriously.
Yeah, man. And
that's only 50 years ago.
The truth is, like, you know,
60.
For the commercial driver, I say, look, you take this thing seriously. You become a professional commercial driver in the U.S., you could make a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you really could use that to start a successful business, you know?
Correct.
And so take it seriously. And in the same way, you take driving seriously here, we may have a team of race car drivers across disciplines, NASCAR, Formula One, across the board, even some derby driving. I've seen some really fun competitions.
Yeah, rallycross, you know, because these fellas like bike over here.
Right? And the next thing is this. These guys build a lot of their cars, right?
From scratch.
And that's another space that I know that Bahamians are interested in and have the capacity to do. And maybe if we connect young people to cars through that process of building it themselves, right, then we would see better results. So, look, I got a text that answered our question. Shelly Ann won the women's 100. Fred Kirkley won the men's 100. He's American. Yeah, we know Shelly is Jamaican. And, of course, we know Jamaica 1, 2, 3 in the women's 100. And American men also swept the 100 meters. Thank you, texter. And then the texter said, no, it's not a rule, like you're saying. It's about scheduling and how that conflicts with the dynamics of the race, right?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Yeah, absolutely. Got another text here. Speaks to the same thing. Aaron, it is despicable that the great international track world say it is because of scheduling that a person can't run the 2 and 4, yet someone could run the 1 and 2. I think they're trying to keep Miller Weibo from doubling in medals. Sorry, I may have read that one before. Another text. Shelly Ann won the 100 meters. Thank you. Yeah, it was all over social media, except not the social media I was in for the last 3 days. All right, I got a question. Remind me, I got a question here for you when we come back
after
from
the break. No
yes,
problem.
Absolutely. Producer, when you're ready, let's go to a break. And when we get back, now that we finished with the World Championships news, we got bodybuilding news, tennis news, a little bit of basketball and pro basketball news, pro volleyball, a whole bunch of local news. You're on the clock with Aaron Green and my guest co-host, Mr. Eric Sawyer III. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
What's your flavor?
Tell me what you like.
I gotta have some Powerade right now. Replenish me.
Hydrate me.
Bring power to my game.
Oh,
so let me have it. I need some
Powerade.
So tell me, what's your flavor?
Powerade.
I got my game face on. I'm ready.
Got my vitamin, electrolytes.
I got the power.
How important collecting your money can be to the success of your business. Start your relationship with Fidelity today so that we can show you the many options available to you with our merchant services. From click and pay options online to merchant terminals and e-commerce options, we're here to help your business succeed. For more details, speak to one of our business development officers at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport. Visit our website at fidelitygroup.com or visit any of our branches.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Is this thing on?
Listen up! Nassau's favorite Friday happy hour event is back, but this time bigger and better than ever. Versace, Star 106, and Margaritaville Downtown presents Fish Fry Fridays.
One, two, three, come on!
Friday, July 29th, kicking off at 6:30 p.m. at the exclusive 12-volt bar at the beautiful Margaritaville Downtown. It's a happy hour like no other with the Versace Band Live. Get off from work. Kick off your shoes. And enjoy the best of the Margaritaville Downtown Original Fish Fry Fridays. Friday, July 29th.
All party massage.
Admission is $25 and includes one free Bacardi mojito. Or enjoy the Vacation Cafe Buffet with full access to the event for only $55. Tune in to Star 106 for more details. Fish Fry Fridays.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Parents, it's that sweet time of year again.
The kids are going back to school,
so pick up your copy of the Nassar Guardians Back to School Supplement, because
it's the most wonderful time of the year.
Put your students in the latest styles at the lowest prices, because summer break is almost over, and our Back to School Supplement is filled with brand name back to school supplies at discounted prices, store locations, hours, and contact details.
It's the happiest season.
Advertisers, call the Nassar Guardian today at 302-2300 or call your account executive to get in on the 2-for-1 insertion deal. If it's uniforms, shoes, books, backpacks, calculators, art supplies, laptops, tablets, or whatever is on your back-to-school supply list, your ad should be in the Nassar Guardian's back-to-school supplement.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Hello? Can you show you something else, boy?
Who this is? Tamika?
You don't even remember my name? Wow, Dred.
Girl, I've been so busy. You still planning a trip?
Girl, and I can't wait. I write here online booking my car.
You dare planning trip. You vaccinated?
Girl, we had to. We ain't been nowhere since this pandemic started. Girl, and we got a 14-day vacation.
Best vacation ever.
Girl, are you though?
Well, I know you's gonna get the vaccine because you too like travel. When y'all get your vaccine?
Girl, long time. Because you got to get your first dose, wait, then get your second dose at least 2 weeks before you travel. Johnny get his vaccine and he 12. Even Grammy get hers. Child, and Grammy say she ain't get no money. But I see her hiding that under the mattress.
Child, let me send my list because I know you going shopping.
Keisha, don't play with me.
Vaccinate today, live tomorrow. A message by PAHO, WHO, Canada, and USAID.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
KB and Sting, coming with the Mahiban team. Come on. Woo!
Hairy bone and bread. I don't want to live nowhere else, even when I dead. Eyes are on him, and I always late. If you want me there by night.
Good morning, welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. You're on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, petty talk, all sports day. Look here. So, you see this, I have this story here, right, Mr. Uh-huh. Sawyer? We're going to get to the local in a second. World Police and Fire Games. The World Police and Fire, like Fireman Games. July 22nd to the 31st of July. Now, this thing going to have 62 events, including track and field. And then, so that's like one. And then the decathlon and heptathlon is separate. They're going to have pool, like billiards, surfing, and wrist wrestling. Right? And so I was just thinking,
what is wrist wrestling?
Well, no, I know what that is. We can send some scouts out. We can send some scouts out to this so that when we model this Bahama Games, mm-hmm. right, we have the athletic, the proper athletic component, but then we also have some other types of sports included in it.
Yeah, so that way everybody can be included.
Yeah, man. Like I watched one video when Bay in the Bush and Andrus with this recent crab swoon, swell. This Bay is a champion speed crab picker. We need to have a crab picking competition.
We could do that.
Because people picking crab, crab ain't exclusive to Andrus. No. Long Island, Cat Island, anywhere there's marsh and swamp and mangrove is crab, right? So I'm thinking, I hope these guys really let them, you know, like back. Anyway.
Yeah, crab picking is not inclusive to me, though. I might as well tell you.
Listen, you could get your baby.
Me to pick them up.
Even I pick her up.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I lost a nerve in my finger. But I did not cry.
I can't take that kind of pressure. I'm sorry.
And there's plenty of pressure.
Yeah, I can't take that.
Mm-mm. But I'm hoping, I hope the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture send some scouts out, right? To see how games are held, how they organize, and the sorts of things people bring into that realm, because we got Bahamians doing things all over the place. Mm-hmm. Let's start with Vlazov climbs into the Longines World Rankings. Anyway, the young woman, Millie, achieved the most significant milestone yet in her equestrian career.
Oh, okay, horse riding. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Becoming the first Bahamian show jumper to earn a place in the Longines World Rankings as a result of her placing in the 26,000 euro CS12 1.45 meter Grand Prix. That's the whole competition, right? Yeah. Like, that's a whole category.
Yeah, okay.
The Jumping International de Vichy event in Vichy, France, aboard Gulliver du Saint-Chamond. Right? That's what.
Right. See, I did Spanish. I didn't do French. Yeah. Way to go. Because I was looking at that saying, Gulliver du Saint-Chamond.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's okay, though. It's okay. And out of a field of 54, the pair was only one of 15 to jump clear over the French course designed by Jean-Francois Godon's world challenging first round track. She did really well, right? And her performance earned her a spot in three categories as well. As the Longines World Ranking, she is also now ranked in the FEI Jumping Under 25 Ranking and in the Pan American Ranking.
Congratulations to her, Millie Vlazov.
I think so. Yeah. I think that's how we pronounce it. But you know, just want to say, like, Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture, and people who are looking to fund sports, Bahamians are playing all
everywhere.
Yeah, they're competing in all kinds of disciplines. Deron Smith is set to row in the under 23 world championships
in Italy. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, and he went from rowing with an 8-man team in university, and he sort of stuck his neck out the boat and started sculling by himself or rowing by himself, right?
How you doing it?
And this is awesome. The one thing I will say is that they are a little financially challenged. They're trying to get to Italy. They have a GoFundMe page, and you can find the information for the GoFundMe page in The Guardian, in the article, Smith set to row in under 23 world championships.
All right.
Right, and I still think we should have a rowing competition in the Bahama Games.
We should have a rowing competition here. Like, rowing here. That'll work well.
You're absolutely right. In fact,
I know one or two.
You know, in fact, when I see big hotels here, it's great to see them providing a space for local sports, right? Mm-hmm. For competition, performance, training, and fundraising, right? That's great. Imagine, though, if we step it up and we had the hotel games where hotel workers, staff, and employees compete against each other in sports and disciplines related to...
Well, they kind of have it, you know, night league, basketball. They do have it, you know.
Yeah, and no, those things are good. But I talk even wider range of things, right?
Yeah, pool, darts.
Right, and call it the hotel games.
Yeah.
Like Domino's they have their world games.
Right.
And they do things like the fastest box assembler and the fastest dough tosser and things like that, right?
Yeah.
I think that would really drive community development, personal healthy lifestyles,
camaraderie too,
right, and a greater appreciation for sports. I think that'd be a great idea, because a lot of parents, they're not trying to hold their children back, they just don't have the energy and the time to imagine what the possibilities are, to figure out how to get you there, and then to figure out how to pay for it,
right?
You know,
funding is always key.
Yeah. So the BLTA, the Bahamas Lawn Tennis Association, names the Billie Jean Cup team. They have a 4-member team to represent the Bahamas at the Americas Group 2022 by BNP Paribas, July 22nd, that's today, to the 30th. The team consists of player captain Simone Pratt, Sydney Clark, Ilana Mackey, and Sierra Rogers. There are 18 nations competing. Many Spanish-speaking, not as many Caribbean countries as I would like to see, but a fair bit. Countries out there, that is great. And something up with these Pratt children. because in today's, I think today's Tribune is a story about a young Pratt swimmer who did well in the nationals and is set to go abroad, I think maybe to university to join a swim team, but she's doing really well as well. Yeah. Say, these, look at these young people are out here
everywhere, man.
Doing it.
Help them out.
And you know, so like I do a Culture Thursday, right? And I do a Sports Friday. And it's all about promoting awareness, promoting the space and growing a culture of appreciation, right? Mm-hmm. And I'm always torn. And they say to people, look, there'll always be tension. There's not enough money to fund, or we think it's not enough money to fund everything, right? But you feel the tension between funding the arts and funding the sports.
I mean, you know, half and half, you know, if each one needs $1,000, if we get 10 people to give $50 to each discipline, mm-hmm. both disciplines have $1,000.
There you go, you know.
That's it.
Yeah. Think of it as investing in the children. You're not splitting the money
right.
in any direction. You invest in right. young people.
Yeah, man.
That's a good thing. So the FIBA women's basketball, the senior women's team, I think that is, they got bronze.
That's a very good job by them, too. Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Yes, they did.
And I think the... they did very well with a very new team. I wouldn't necessarily say young, but very new team.
They did well.
Yeah,
Yeah, they did well.
But I said the coach said we need to find some bigs who are willing to play for their hometown. And I think we need to find some women who are playing professional sports in Europe and in the U.S. And you all come mm-hmm. home and play for your home team. And not just encourage the younger women, but...
Even if they don't want to play, come home and coach.
Yeah.
Come home and show them what to do, where to be, set a pick, you know, how to roll.
Yeah.
If you can set a down pick, if you, you know, and then, you know, proper discipline and practicing your free throw shooting, you know. Mm-hmm.
And look at the difference between the men's national team when Coach Yeo and Buddy Hield came in. Buddy Hield came in, not as a player, but as an older mentor player, right? Mm-hmm. That boost that it gave the team. And
they
that's what
know exactly what it takes to win.
Right.
Get a discipline that it takes. You know, you can't just say, listen, my coach in primary school said I good, so I good. What?
No, you, like the guy asked you to talk about James Harden. I was about to say you could
Who?
Be.
Right. Get a text. So what he said about James Harden? What
he just wanted, he asked me to ask you. I got to get back to that question. I will find it.
Something but money.
No, I just think he was asking you to... What'd you think about him?
Oh, what do you mean?
Going
his contract?
Forward into the new league,
I mean his contract? Yeah, $68.6 million over 2 years. $33 million guaranteed next year.
That's the play with the big bid?
Yeah, huh? With a player option. He can decide to opt out next year. He actually gave the Sixers a lot more salary cap room by... doing this move. Now, personally, I don't feel like he's worth $33 million, but like I said earlier, the NBA's collective bargaining agreement says that when you make certain levels, you know, you make an all-star game, you make NBA first team or second team over the course of 2, 3, 4 years, whatever the case is, however long the collective bargaining agreement is for that particular cycle, because these things, they change cycles every 3 to 4 years. If you do what you have to do in that time frame, you are entitled to a certain amount of money. So he's entitled to it because he's done what he did in the past with the Rockets, and to a certain level
But has he obviously he hasn't done it for the team he couldn't take to the finals.
Yeah, well he hasn't taken any team to the finals, but he's a great regular season player, perfect regular season player, but he disappears in the playoffs. But you know, this money that they're paid is only predicated upon their regular season stats. It was predicated upon playoff stats.
He wouldn't be making any money.
Exactly. People like...
They'd be taking money from him.
Exactly. People like Drew Holiday would be paid.
Yeah.
Drew Holiday is the starting point guard for the Milwaukee Bucks. Last year, what he did in the playoffs last year for the Bucks when Giannis and those won, he would have been paid.
I mean, and even this year, he played really well.
Really well. Yeah, man. When he took the ball from Marcus Smart, not once, but twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man. He played very well. But the point is, you know, they're paid only on their regular season stats. That's why people like Nikola Jokic is a two-time defending NBA.
Regular season MVP.
Regular season MVP. But in the playoffs, well, you know.
Yeah. You're right. And so you see people like Iverson, them, he never got the playoff glory, right? He never got that championship glory, but he's a solid regular season player.
He's played well in the playoffs. He plays hard in the playoffs. See, he doesn't disappear. His teammates may disappear because he played with, like,
He doesn't get the glory.
Right.
Because of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrible, man.
Yeah. Aaron McKee, Eric Snow, Dikembe Mutombo.
Yeah.
But that was Mutombo in his last stages of his career.
And you think he's going to get a ring, Harden, this year? You think he can make it?
Yeah, he can get a ring. You got to go to Jared for it, though. Okay, it's Julius. But he ain't going to get a ring from the NBA. No.
This $33 million a year ain't going to push it?
No, sir. He has to get past the Milwaukee Bucks. He has to get past the Boston Celtics.
How do players like this survive? Somebody refresh my memory. How do players like this survive? And would they have survived in the time of Tim Duncan, West Indies young man, I think from St. Vincent or St. Kitts.
USVI.
Yeah, not St. Kitts.
USVI.
Anyway.
Okay, then.
Whatever. Mm-hmm. They close. They nice. I've been there. They really cool. Yeah. They are people. Yeah, but do you think these guys could survive in the time of...
A few could. And I know people can roll eyes when I say this, but LeBron James would have survived. He did survive. He played against Tim Duncan.
Yeah.
Three times in the finals. You know, came up short twice. You know, but that's neither here nor there.
Because he's young. He's a peon.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. But he's done. He would have done well. Kobe would have done well. But he did do well. You know, against Tim Duncan. Because the league back then allowed a lot more hand checking, a lot more hard fouling. So all of the looking for the referees for calls, which is what James Harden is known for. That's why he didn't have a good year last year, because the referees stopped calling stupid hand check fouls. You know, because he always looking, ref, tweet, what happened? You see me? Threw my hands into him. So because I threw my hands into him, he fouled me because I must be allowed to shoot wherever I want to shoot. And so
you know why I'm this petty? Because I grew up playing basketball with boys and men.
No blood, no foul.
Right.
And
with my sort of large frame at that time, the guys would look at me and say, no, I want to charge you with fouling me, but you's a girl and I can't do that, right?
Right.
Like I want to say you foul me. Mm-hmm. And so I just expect a greater degree of toughness and far less crying and flopping.
God, this fella's so soft, man.
On the court. You play with a guy like Rodman?
But you better be hard.
Yeah, when you get fouled, you can get out the game.
Rodman has put his hand up your pants leg, you know, and grab your pants from the inside and hold on.
Yeah. I mean, he was very, very good.
he's very, very good at what he did.
So listen, Jones and the Hornets and the Summer League, right? They
Kai,
ended some.
Yeah, man. Kai did well.
Yeah.
Kai did well. He should play this year in the NBA. He should play.
He should push up.
He should play. Yeah, man. He's going to be promoted.
Yeah. So listen, Kai. You know, we could do a thing, you know. You just let us speak to your coaches. They could get one hut on the beach. They could get a lifetime supply of Kong salad. That's Kong one salad Kong salad bakery. A week.
Yeah, that's one Kong salad a week. Kong salad is expensive now.
Yeah. But that's great.
We got to decide to pay mortgage or buy Kong salad.
Yeah, but I think they could see that Kai has been putting in the work. In the summer league, he concluded the NBA 2023 or 2K23 Las Vegas Summer League with a 2-3 win-loss record in five games. The second year forward averaged 8.6 points, 6.4 rebounds, and two block shots in 20 minutes per game. Which ain't bad at all.
Which ain't bad at all, man. That's 5 minutes a quarter.
Yeah, that ain't bad at all.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's nearly half a quarter every quarter.
Yeah. He had his best performance with 11 points, 6 rebounds, and 2 blocks in a 90-81 win over the Cleveland Cavaliers Summer League team.
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
He's doing well. He can get there, man.
Absolutely. The reason I like these stories is because you could see the potential. You could see the Bahamian national team, Olympic team unfolding, right?
And slowly growing. But surely.
Right. Pro basketball players Munnings and Davis headed to new clubs in France, right?
Which means we have two other players now who we may be able to bring to our national team. That is still going to play professional ball.
Right. Right.
So there's still a level of discipline and decorum.
And here's what the best thing is. They bring something to your team
that you can't find in the NBA.
Right, that Buddy and DeAndre and Kai can't bring, which is the understanding of how Europeans play.
Exactly.
Right, and that's what you're only going to play the U.S. once.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you're going to play a whole bunch of other teams who play differently.
Exactly.
And these European players would be a great addition.
So the different angle is definitely priceless.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would say to Chisholm Jr., he got the All-Star gig.
He started, son.
But no, he didn't start. They rule him out. They tell him he can't play.
He was supposed to start.
Yeah, he got the start.
That's what I say, and he got the start. And yeah. This is great in his second year.
Yeah, and we say, look here, we all respect you for honoring the instructions from your doctors.
Mm-hmm.
Rest the back, rest the injury.
He has a Bahamian girlfriend, by the way. Booyaka, booyaka.
Well, look here, Buddy have a Bahamian hair plotter who's come and traveled with him.
Yeah, exactly.
Supporting and then loving. That's just wonderful, wonderful to hear. The Bodybuilding and Fitness Federation selects 16-member team for the CAC Central American and Caribbean Bodybuilding Championships. They also are attempting to raise funds for the event.
Funds, look here,
if you got a little something to spare, put it over there. Also, judokas primed and ready for the Commonwealth Games, story in the Nassau Tribune. Water polo team off to slow start. The Tour de France. See, this is what I'm saying, the Tour de France. I ain't saying Bahamians are prepared to ride for that long. What I am saying, though, is Bahamians are riders, right?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Come on, man. Little bicycle. Come on, we all had bicycle riding.
Right. And then we got Bahamians who are riding. We got the Podcake Man triathlon. So we have professional Bahamian riders here.
Exactly, we got that.
But, this is another space in which we can be pushing young Bahamians into the global sphere. And it's another reason for us to be mindful while we're on the road. We cannot be injuring cyclists who also share the road. Another story, International Gymnastics Federation holding annual board meeting at Atlantis Resort. Now, look here, this is a good thing. Because first of all, what Bahamians just do? We is tumble.
Tumble.
We just go to the beach. Mm-hmm. Look here, these young men go to the beach and they are fabulous, right? And say shout out to Jumanji, that's the circus people, but it's become a space to capture some of these young people with this tremendous jumping and tumbling ability.
They could do it from a standstill position.
Look here, people just tell you go run the sand for the resistance, right? Because it's harder to run in the sand. Go run.
It is.
These boys then be springboarding in the sand.
Yeah. That's just a level of in shape that I aspire to get back to.
Right. So I hope this experience of holding the board meeting here goes well because a greater proximity, right? The closer we are to that sort of international governing body, the sooner or the easier it'll be to grow this local space here, and that would be a fantastic
thing.
I think that's all of the stories in the news today. Wait, Chaz Young shines in the Cubs series. A little more MLB news. You could find all of those stories in your Tribune, but most importantly, in your Guardian that you have in your hand every day, because that's the place where you go for fresh news, smart talk every day. Also, there's the women's Euro semifinals, women's football, soccer.
Okay, soccer. Yeah,
in Europe.
Yeah.
And women are doing well. Germany just beat Austria, and I think
I saw the highlights. Yeah, man.
England's going into the semifinals as well.
Yeah, and that's supposed to be a big, big, big game.
Yeah. Well, look here, Britain.
Big match. Sorry, they don't say game.
UK love they soccer, buddy. They love they so much they call it football and tell us Americanized people, y'all are foolish.
I just got myself a text. We actually have an international listener. Good morning, Andori. How are you, Andori? Hey.
Good morning, Andori. I hope you're having a great day, and I hope you're taking the great Bahamian sport of pork into the world. Tell them people don't touch your mango. You wait a long time for that to come in the mail. Anyway, you guys, thank you, Mr. Sawyer, for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
This morning, chopping it up with some local sports and some international sports. Thank you, producer. You guys, stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM is up next with Cecil Newry. Have a great day. Have a
great
wonderful
weekend.
Support a local sporting event.
Please.
Thank you.